Chapter 19. The Unexpected Answer. SETI, the search for extraterrestrial intelligence, had been pursued with ever more sensitive equipment and over a steadily increasing band of frequencies for more than a century. There had been many false alarms, and the radio astronomers had recorded a few possibles that might have been the genuine article and not merely random fragments of cosmic noise. Unfortunately, the samples captured had all been too short for even the most ingenious computer analysis to prove that they were of intelligent origin. All this changed abruptly in 2085. One of the old-time SETI enthusiasts had once said, "When there is a signal, we'll know for sure it's the real thing. It won't be a feeble hiss almost buried in the noise." She was right. The signal was picked up, loud and clear, during a routine survey by one of the smaller radio telescopes on Lunar Farside, still a fairly quiet place, despite the local communications traffic. And there could be no doubt of its extraterrestrial origin. The telescope that received it was pointing directly at Sirius, the most brilliant star in the entire sky. That was the first surprise. Sirius was some 50 times more brilliant than the Sun, and had always seemed a poor candidate for life-bearing planets. The astronomers were still arguing about this when they, and the whole world, received a much bigger shock. Though in retrospect the fact was blindingly obvious, it was almost 24 hours before someone pointed out an interesting coincidence. Sirius was 8.6 light-years away, and Project Excalibur had taken place 17 years and 3 months ago. There had just been time for radio waves to travel to Sirius and back. Whoever or whatever had received the electromagnetic explosion had wasted no time in returning the call. As if to clinch matters, the carrier wave from Sirius was on exactly the same frequency as the Excalibur pulse, 5400 megahertz. However, there was one major disappointment. Contrary to all expectation, that 5400 megahertz wave was completely unmodulated. There was no trace of a signal. It was pure noise.